بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد. Today we begin the discussion on the beautiful name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Al-Jaleel. Commonly we hear this word in Urdu also, Jalal or Jamal. Jamal or Jalal. Jamal, beauty. Jalal, grandeur, or we say the grandeur, majesty. Sometimes it refers to the wrath and anger also. Allah is in Jalal and Allah is in Jamal. Here we hear from our Hazrat Wala also, Hazrat Abdul Hamid Sahib, Daman Barakatuhu, that when it comes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and all these sifat attributes, the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah has his sifat of Jamal and Jalal also. Qiyamah's day, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will display both of them, his beauty and also his grandeur. Allah will show his authority also. That even these attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, shaitan, the accursed one, so many years living amongst the malaika, he recognized Allah. He was an arif. Arif means he recognized Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He recognized Allah, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was not restricted to these attributes. Allah could display them as he wanted. And Allah commanded him to make sajda to Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, and that was sajda of ta'azim, sajda of respect, and sajda of honor. That is sajda of ubudiyyah. It was not a sajda to show servitude. For Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, sajda of ubudiyyah, sajda of servitude is only made to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This was to show respect and fulfill the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but he refused. Aba wastakbar. So shaitan, the mal'oon, iblis, aba, he refused. Wastakbar, and he was proud and haughty. This is the attribute of shaitan. Because of his haughtiness, his ego, his pride. That خَلَقْتَنِي مِن نَار وَخَلَقْتَهُ مِن طِين. Now he uses logic. That's why they say that when he comes to our sharia, إِذْ قَالَ لَهُ رَبُّهُ أَسْلِمْ. Remember the time when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, أَسْلِمْ. O Ibrahim, surrender completely. Islam is from أَسْلِمْ. Surrender. We are Muslim. We surrender to the will of Allah, to the decree of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, to the authority of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. We have no questions. Aslim. Many people want to know the rationale behind this. Why must keep roza? Why must read salah? Why fight them salah a day? People ask ajeeb ajeeb questions sometimes. Whether they were dinosaurs before. How is it now going to affect your iman? Allah gave us the mind, brain and heart for his dhikr, for his remembrance. Not aqal qudurana, to make you aqal nan. Is now to apply your mind where you're supposed to apply it. So in salah also, Hazrat says, if we don't learn our salah correctly, then we will not get the correct results also. We know all this in dunya. Send the car for repairs also, we say mechanic messed it up. What he's supposed to do, where he's supposed to put that bolt, that nut, he didn't put it. This one bolt or one nut, whatever you call it now. Supposed to put four on the wheel, he put three. You can hear the rattle already, if you can hear it. But now, our salah, how many bolts are loose? How many nuts are gone already? How much we have to tighten up our salah also. Hazrat says, we don't learn namaz, don't learn how to perform salah, then where we supposed to put our eyes correctly, we don't know, it will go the incorrect place. Out of salah also, it will be incorrect. Alignment is off, balancing is off. Example, a person, when a person starts salah, he makes Allahu Akbar, then he just lets his hands down, then he ties it. Incorrect. It's not supposed to be there. It's supposed to be, raise your hands and tie it immediately. Then also when it comes to Salatul Witr, they also, because we haven't learnt, we're making the takbir, the third rakat. So many a person will first drop his hands down, then he makes Allahu Akbar, drops it again, and then picks it like Eid Namaz. So Eid Salah is different. This is Salatul Witr. It's not Eid day today, it's a normal day. So here, from where you're holding your hand, you're tying your hand below the navel. Then from there you lift it up immediately. So it's automatic in salah. If you don't put your eyes, your hands, the right place in salah, then automatically it's the wrong place. If I didn't put my feet facing towards the qibla, it's not the right, that's the correct way. If I'm not doing it the correct way, it's incorrect. And many people have this, what do you call it, OCD or something, want everything in order. Must be correct. So everybody else must be correct. But myself, so I got to check my namaz are correct when it comes to my wudu also. This morning discussing with the boys in madrasa, that we learn about wudu, but we take it for granted. We never ask somebody, teach me to make wudu. Hadith Sharif, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, perform salah, kama ra'aytumuni, as you see me performing salah. ودين سي نبي عليه الصلاة والسلام. What it means that to learn salah is not just in kitabs. I have to see someone performing it correctly to learn from him. Somebody to teach me. Then I know, okay, he learned it from so and so, and he learned it from so and so. Now my salah is correct. We know when it comes to wudu also, it's sunnah now to start from the right hand side. But myself when I make wudu, we're always in a rush. We always, what do you say, hurry up slowly. We're always hurrying up slowly. There's no real rush, but we're rushing. So, but namaz, we always, Allah Ta'ala forgive us, we're always getting late. So when you make wudu also, how you wash our hands? Supposed to be right hand first, then the left hand. We wash both hands. Like you're going to theater right now. We're going for surgery with the surgeon. How they wash their hands? So we wash our hands the same. It's supposed to be the right hand first 3 times. Then the left hand 3 times. Until the wrist. So how many of us are conscious when we're making a wudu also, what are the sunnats? Gargling in the mouth. Nobody gargles anymore. If somebody, if people were really gargling the wudu khana, it will be a big din. That is sunnah, to gargle. We just flush the mouth quickly, 1, 2, and 3 and we're over. When it comes to using the miswak, Allah Ta'ala give me tawfiq also. They say if you use your miswak correctly, use it properly every day, then the normal tartib, the normal pattern would be that you need one miswak will last only for 1 week. Our miswak lasts, say, lot of barkat. I got it for 6 months. Lot of barkat in my miswak, go for Madina Sharif. It means not using it correctly. Right? How long will it take to brush our teeth? And we learned from school days, we went to the dentist, and how many warnings they gave us. Right, how many warnings they gave us, you've got to brush this way and that way. Because some people got a timer in the bathroom also. The time the children now, how long they're brushing their teeth. Miswak quickly. In and out, I made miswak. But use it properly, they say 1 week it'll last you. Because you've got to cut it every second day, or every day. Because it's finished on the top. Ours now is already worn out. Threads are finished. But we're still carrying on now using it. So it's true, cut it. They make it again. So every week should be a new miswak. So when it comes to wudu also, we're supposed to gargle. That is the sunnah. Then when it comes to washing the nose, there also there's 2 words that are used in the hadith sharif or in the kitabs, istinshaq and istinthar. Istinshaq means to throw water into the nose. Istinthar means to blow the nose. What we do, we just push water inside. We're pushing the dirt more inside. 1, 2, and 3 and finish. We just blow a bit and carry on. Whereas you're supposed to blow the nose properly, take out all the dirt. Especially at Fajr time. So how a wuzu is, we don't do it correctly, then it's incorrect. And nobody likes anything incorrect. But we're doing it for years. When it comes to taking a bath also, there's no shari concept of, I'm going for a splash. I'm going for a shower. There's no shower. Our word is ghusl. Ghusl means we have a bath. Have a bath also quickly. Quickly means that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam would use bucket. So how much we should be using in a bucket, Allah give us all tawfiq, that we should be doing it at least that much. Sitting down, frosted glass, now the frosted glass too is gone out. Even now the glass is gone out too. Now it's all, what do you say, 2-in-1 or 3-in-1, toilet, bathroom and bedroom, all in one. Sitting in the bed, you can have a chit-chat with the wife also. Everything is open, so the sharam and haya is gone. So it should be absolutely secluded, bathroom, toilet, secluded, isolated. This is sharam and haya to maintain our own haya, our own masturat. This is a very ajeeb masla comes in kitab. That's our topic of discussion, but anyway. When it comes to nikah also, if a girl never got married before, she's a virgin girl, first time getting married, and her wali, her guardian asks her for permission to get her married so and so. So kitab say, even her little weeping and crying will be regarded as permission given. Because for a young girl never married before, she's so excited, she might just cry in excitement also. She feels shy to say, yes, I want to marry him. Maybe nowadays girls are different, I don't know. But normally they have sharam and haya, they will feel shy to say, yeah, I want to marry him. So she might cry also, daddy and papa will leave your house. So that means consent. That's for a first time girl. Woman getting married the second time, whether she was widowed, husband passed away, or divorced, etc. There they say when you ask her for permission, she has to give explicit permission. Yes, I am happy. How come with her she has to give explicit? And the first time girl, don't have to. Ulama say because she was already in a marriage. To a certain extent her modesty and sharam has diminished because she spent time with the man. So when she's asked the second time for marriage, so she has to give consent audibly compared to the young girl. Now, very quickly we find from this little masla I'm explaining to you, how quickly sharam and haya can be lost. Modesty, how it can be lost so quickly, how much we have to maintain the modesty of my own daughters, of my own wife also. It's common knowledge, we know, when you go to the beach, that will about save us from there. We go when it's quiet times, if we have to go. But when you usually go, now you see how it is. That when it comes to the women who should have more haya, they're more scantily dressed than the men. He's got at least jammies. And the ladies hardly got anything on. Because when the sharam is gone, haya is gone. Modesty is gone. And it's mentioned in Arabic also, إِذَا فَاتَكَ الْحَيَا فَفْعَلْ مَا شِئْتْ. That when your haya and modesty is lost, then do as you wish to. And we see, non-Muslims, غير قوم, no sharam, no haya. The man is still dressed up wearing a t-shirt at least, he's covered completely. He's got some short pants also. But the woman next to him hardly got anything on. She should be feeling shy, and he should be wearing whatever, hardly anything, with his top open, etc. But it's the other way around. Therefore, it's our responsibility to maintain the haya and sharam of our family people. Our women in the house, that's why we have to go back to the original sunnah. How to have a ghusl, how to have a bath, the sunnah tariqah. Not doing it the sunnah way, it is non-sunnah. It's not the correct way. Sitting and having a bath, frosted glass, everything is closed up, privacy as much as possible. That is the correct way. So khair, to come back now when it comes to shaitan, he was an arif of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. He recognized Allah, that he knew. Allah ta'ala told him, that make sajda aba wastakbar. He refused, wastakbar, and he was haughty. Pride was a factor, and was the reason why Allah ta'ala expelled him from Jannah, from the skies. So he came to this earth, but before he left, he told Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, anzirni, anzirni ila yawm yub'athun. Ya Allah, give me a respite. Give me a respite till the day of Qiyamah. He knew Allah so well, Allah right now is in Jalal. Allah is in anger right now, that he refused to obey the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but he knew Allah can be in Jalal and in Jamal at the same time. Allah was angry with him. You disobeyed me. But then too, he's asking for a favor. And Allah Ta'ala gave it to him also. As Hakim Sahib would say, rahimahullah, if only shaitan was a bit little clever, what he did, what he said, instead of saying, anzirni, if only he put a dhamma and said, unzurni. Same word, unzurni means, ya Allah, look at me with compassion. But he didn't want to use the correct Arabs on it. So he put anzirni. And he got accursed. So we see just the playing of letters in my namaz also now, how the whole thing can change. So to get my tajweed correct also. As Hakim Sahib was saying, rahmatullah alayh, that one person came to the mashayikh and he sat there in the majlis and said for itikaf, and they make muzakara of the surahs and duas, etc. It was the first majlis, second majlis it was. So they were reading dua qunut. Allahumma inna nasta'inuka wa nastaghfiruk. And as he was reading, then he was reading, وَنَشْكُرُكَ وَنَكْفُرُكَ. Ya Allah, we thank you and we disbelieve in you. So the person listened to him said, it's wrong this. He said, for years I've been reading like this. Ya Allah, we thank you and we disbelieve in you. He said, one majlis of the Shaykh, my dua qunut came right after so many years. So just that one letter he took out, the entire meaning changed. So Allah's Jalal, Allah's Jamal, dekho, Hazrat explains Jaleel. Al-Jaleel, that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the being full of grandeur, the being that is full of grandeur. Now, Hazrat explains also when it comes to our iman, iman is like a diamond. But you throw a diamond in the sewage, in the gutter, the shine is not there. Sometimes the sparkle might come out there, the sun will shine on it, it'll come out a bit. But somebody has to take it out from there. Somebody has to wash it. Then somebody has to cut it. Then you find the full value of it. See, in the same way, our iman is just the same. It's gone to the gutter. A little sparkle will come now and then. And then who can pick us up? Maybe the jamaat will come. Tabligh jamaat will come. Chalo bhai, join us. Then a little bit now, they'll rub you, they clean you up, alhamdulillah. You made tawbah. Or some sheikh came, some alim came. Allah Ta'ala gives opportunities in life. But the sparkle is there, the diamond is there. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-jaleel, full of grandeur. Whether I can see it or I can't see it. But Allah is in His splendor, in His grandeur. Hazrat explains also, when it comes to the Hafiz al-Qur'an or the student of Qur'an, and the Ustaz also, might look simple, sitting in the masjid on corner, teaching Qur'an, she listens to the door, shouting the boys at level, come take your door, take your sabak, how much longer are you going to be? So we just walk past, gives class. Kitabs we give, mashallah, doing kitabs, teaching kitabs. Shah Abu Rabbul Haq Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, who was a Shaykh, was a Hakim Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. What Allah Ta'ala had given him of understanding what Qur'an Sharif is. When he came to our Darul Uloom also in Azadwal, at that time, we had the his classes on the ground floor, his classes. First floor, second floor were the Kitab boys, Alim boys. And then the Hadith class was right on the top. So when he made ziyarat of the madrasa, and then Mawlana explained to him, his class is at the bottom, and then is the, oh, he said, how can you do a thing like this? His boys at the bottom, these boys are the princes. They're supposed to be right on the top. We can't put Quran at the bottom. We can't put Quran at the bottom. Then Hazrat explained to us, the Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned, خيركم من تعلم القرآن وعلمه. The best of you, the best of you are those that teach Qur'an Sharif and learn Qur'an Sharif. Then Hazrat puts a point and he says, whether people understand or believe it or not, that you are the best, Nabi of Allah already gave you the title. You are the best. Where dunya now, whether people of dunya, look at others as the best. He's a top surgeon, he's a top lawyer, he's a top engineer. Nobody says he's a top Hifz Ustaz. Maybe now, top Hafiz, only Ramadan time. Nabi of Allah say you are permanently the best. There's no one equal to you. Teaching Qur'an, learning Qur'an, you are the best. Whether people believe it, understand it or not, you already have your title. You are the best of people. So whether we can see it or not, that his Ustaz, his boy is the best. If only the parents understand this, if only the boy understands this, then he will vie and he will compete to become the best of Hufaz also. But now the Hafiz boy is taking all time from the Hifz class to become a top cricketer, the best soccer player. How does it gel? What Allah has given you? What respect Allah has given you? You are khayyurukum. You are the cream of the crop. But the Hafiz boy himself doesn't understand. He doesn't see the beauty, he doesn't see the sparkle within himself. The parents don't see it, therefore they steer him in a different direction. If they knew, now imagine if a boy, we see nowadays, if a boy is doing Hifz, and it comes to matric year, Maulana, this year he won't be coming to madrasa. This year, won't be coming to madrasa. He's doing his final year medicine, and he's doing his Qur'an Sharif. Sorry, this year he can't make it. This year, if only we heard the other way around. Tell the school, this year he's not coming. He's doing his Qur'an Sharif, till he finishes solid properly, we can call him a proper Hafiz of Qur'an, they will think of sending him back, because he already got the best title. Like Alama bin Nuri rahmatullah alayhi, one of our great akabir. Khair, the mind is going that way. Alama bin Nuri rahmatullah alayhi, who was the founder of Darulum bin Nuri, we are Marhuma Harun Abbas Umar rahmatullah alayhi, qualified. So now we can understand the caliber of that madrasa. So when they had a conference in Al-Azhar in Egypt, so they invited him as an honorary guest. They had a whole program there, where they told all the Arab ulama to prepare some papers, theses, and to present it. So just out of honor, respect for the ulama of India, Pakistan, they invited them as honorary guests, but didn't tell them to prepare anything. Now what they're going to prepare really? They don't know how the Arabic is, they speak Urdu. So Allama bin Uli rahimahullah, he also attended. And for a few days he carried on the conference. When he came to the last day, so he was on the stage or wherever he was. So out of respect for him, because he was a great alim of the time also. So out of respect, they just asked him, would you like to say a few words? So he said, by all means. So all these Arab ulama sitting there, the cream of the crop of the Arab world. They presented all the papers and theses, etc. So Allama Yusuf bin Uri rahimahullah ta'ala took to the mic and he began in fluent, fusha, eloquent Arabic. The entire crowd was stunned. Whatever theses or papers they presented already was in his head. It was like, what do you say? Our Shaykh al-Hadith says, it was like a toy in the left hand playing around with it. He said, well, by heart ki khel hai. It's a play of the left hand. When they heard his Arabic and his presentation, they were thrown aback. Ya Allah, we didn't realize this man's caliber. Anyway, they made a quick mashwara. Alright? the principal or dean of Al-Azhar University, etc. See, oh, this man is a gem, he's a diamond. So let's we also get a share. So they presented him with an honorary degree, honorary certificate or degree, whatever, master's or PhD, whatever it may be, that you can take this and walk into any university of the world, they'll accept you. Now what a thing, it was my son or myself, I say, come take you, bhai. Come ho gaya. Here's it, bhai. Here's my dunya is made, akhirat, qabr, everything is made. I got my degree free of charge. Here they're offering it to him. So he told them, I'll think about it, I'll make istikhara. They got a shock of their life. Ya Allah, you're going to make istikhara. Say, I'll tell you tomorrow. The next day, when they met, he told them, Ya Allah reward you, Allah bless you, alhamdulillah. He says, the degree and certificate I got by from my mashayikh of Dioban is sufficient for me. I don't need anything else. It wasn't only a certificate, but I saw whatever was in the nusus, in the kitabs, in the Quran and hadith, I saw the practical form in their lives. It wasn't just papers and theses, it was a reality. That was a certificate I got from them. They didn't only give the bayan, that how to read the namaz, or 17 rakats isha namaz, and all, they did it. That's why Mawlana Abdul Razak Sahib Rahmatullah Ali from Newcastle, he mentioned one time to Hazrat also, many years he stayed in Egypt. He says, I went to meet that time the principal of the Jamia University of Al-Azhar, sitting in his office, and we speak in an azan went. And the masjid of Al-Azhar was just now, few steps you can say away. Come out from the office, and just maybe cross the road, and the masjid is there. We say, we're sitting and we're talking, and I'm seeing it's time. So I asked him, Shaykh, Salah? He said, Salah, we read here. He says, no. My mashayikh, they don't read Salah in the office, they go to the masjid. They read Salah in the masjid. They don't compromise. They don't just read anywhere two people and finish namaz. For them, the Salah is in the masjid. Last week also we saw what Shaykh al-Hadith, my father Rahman Sahib, came to our Dar al-Ulum. It was 2 minutes left for Salah. So he asked, where we read Salah? Well, we read because the boys are there in Dar al-Ulum. He said, we read in the madrasa, Musalla, either the masjid. He said, but he had a bayan in the Masjid al-Ansar, Randall's Road. He had bayan there. He said, but hold on, only 1 minute left, but we'll make a salah to Hilal. So he will go to Hilal then. And he was there first of Takbir Ula. So how a mashayikh showed us what was in the nusus in the kitabs, practically they showed it to us. So when he comes to the Hafiz al-Quran also, he doesn't realize what Allah Ta'ala has given him. Shaitan also didn't realize. He was a arif, but he wasn't a ashiq. He didn't have that love for Allah Ta'ala. The Hafiz al-Quran can understand maybe, Alhamdulillah, Allah gave me Quran. But if that ishq and the love for Quran is not there, the love is still there now for his bat and his ball and his play and the PlayStation, everything else, then Quran will be there. He'll become a good hafiz, but the love of Quran is not embedded in the heart. He doesn't understand Allah Pak has given him. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-jaleel, the being full of grandeur. The word jaleel is derived from the word jalal, which means greatness and grandeur. Thus jaleel refers to the possessor of great power and high status, that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Al-Jaleel, the attribute, the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is that being who is characterized by all qualities of grandeur and completely encompasses these qualities in such a way that let alone being equal to him, none can even come close to him or his qualities. Is that this is the sifat of Allah? Allah possesses this thing, belong to Allah. Grandeur and high status and power belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will announce on the day of Qiyamah, we are those people who used to love one another due to my grandeur. Mutahabbina fillah. We are those that should gather together and they had love for one another because of my grandeur. Today I will place you under my shade. Like how we're sitting here now, in the love of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Muhabbat for the sake of Allah. So we gather together, the day of Qiyamah Allah will call those people that gather together in the love of Allah, for the grandeur of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Today Allah says, I will place you under my shade. The day when there will be no shade, save my shade. Allah give us the shade of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. The lofty status of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has been mentioned in this verse. لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٍ. Nothing is like him, nothing is like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This verse is significant proof of the vastness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's perfect qualities. Nothing can equal to Allah Jalla Jalaluhu in a way that establishes the primary reason hereof, along with their grandeur, is that there is none like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in every aspect. That's how we learn from our Hazrat Wala also. Yalla, in your attributes, nobody is equal to you. In your kindness, no one can equal to you. In your maghfirat also, Yalla, nobody can equal your maghfirat. In your rahmat also, in your ni'mat also, Yalla, who can be like you? Who can be like you? No guna also, no sin, Yalla, or no bad habit is greater than you. Your grandeur is wara al-wara, beyond our comprehension also. So your maghfirat, no matter how big gunegar I may be, no matter how bad my sins may be, but is not greater than the name of Allah. Is not greater than the name of Allah and the rahmat of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. There is none equal to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in His being, nor in His qualities. There is no justice like His, and there is no existence like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He has no partner, no equal. He hears and sees everything, but His hearing and seeing is not like that of the creation. All perfection is found only in His being. There is no perfection in Him which is explicable, as there is nothing similar to Him. He is completely pure and totally free from any similarity to the creation. Now, because we haven't recognized Allah, so when we think of Allah, we think with our limited capacity. Because Allah is beyond that. Imam Ghazali said, Rahmatul Alayh, that no matter how much you may exert your mind in trying to recognize Allah, the greatness of Allah, the power of Allah, the beauty of Allah, the majesty of Allah, the grandeur of Allah, let your mind run wild. Ya Allah, you are so great and so great. We only can compare the greatness of Allah to what we know, what we saw, what we read, what we heard about. But there's so much out there that we don't even know about. It's much greater than what we know, what we saw. So he says, no matter how much you let your mind run, let it run wild also. Ya Allah, you are so great like this. See, wherever the mind will reach, the pinnacle of your thoughts, imagination, on the grandeur of Allah, the beauty of Allah, the majesty of Allah, the power of Allah, you see, Allah is still beyond that. Allah is still beyond that. That's what Hazrat says, that really we can't even make shukr to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Saying shukr to Allah is sufficient. You see, how do I thank Allah? He says, the only way really you can thank Allah is when you come to the point and you say to Allah, Ya Allah, I don't know how to thank you. Now you thank Allah. Till then, you think, Alhamdulillah, I use some fancy words in my dua, I think I thanked Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. No matter how much you thank, you still feel this is qasir and naqis. Still insufficient till you say, Allah, I don't have the words to thank you. Now you've thanked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is completely pure and totally free from any similarity to the creation. Then how can the condition of His qualities be described? His grandeur and greatness is indeed very lofty. Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam mentioned in the Hadith Sharif also that لا استغفر الله مئة مرة في كل يوم أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام, I make istighfar every day 100 times. Who is that? Nabi alayhi salatu, 100 times a day I make istighfar. Here also one point comes to mind, as the Shaykh Zakariya sahab rahimahullah mentioned one of his kitabs, when he comes to the day of Jumu'ah, very beautiful point. He said, when he comes to the day of Jumu'ah, and how he sets our mind also, how he sets our mind. Another point we just share with the brothers, this comes to mind also. Those that are going for Hajj, Umrah, Allah Ta'ala take us over and over again. That when you come through Babu Salam and you come out from Babu Al-Baqi thereafter, right in front of you is Jannatul Baqi. And most of us here, Alhamdulillah, we read Fazail Hajj. When you're going for Hajj and Umrah, we read the kitab. And in there, most of the kitabs we're reading is authored by the Shaykh Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh. So in those kitabs we learn how many things we learn. We learn almost everything from there. How to make salat and salam from his kitab. How to address Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, how far to stand, how to stand, how to make dua, and how to convey somebody's salam. So the Shaykh wrote all this in his kitab. So I tell the brothers, when you come out from Babu al-Baqi, after you make salam, don't forget that the Shaykh is right in front of you, buried there also. Read on Yasin for him too. Because you're able to stand there based on his teachings. And all these names that we know of Sahaba Ikram, we learn from Fazal Amal. He revived them once again in the Ummah. Usama, Hanzala, Hudhaifa. Before we hardly heard these names. When we started making talim in the Masajid, then we heard all these names that he mentioned in his kitab. And now he revived all these names of Sahaba, radiyallahu ta'ala anhum. So that was one point. What is the other point? point before that, last of the main. See? And the day of Jummah, Jazakallah Khair. Istighfar. So the Shaykh mentions, Rahmatullah Alayhi, that how do you prepare for the day of Jummah? The Allah Wala, the Marifat, and the love for Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So he says that you must run or lead your life from Jummah to Jummah. Prepare yourself from Jummah to Jummah. Ya Allah, this week now already I'm preparing for this Jummah till next Jummah. If I die within the week, Ya Allah, already I did all my amal for Jummah already. I'm prepared for the next Jummah already. If I have to go during the week, Ya Allah, keep me safe. That's why we send out every week, or last week we must it out also after Salatul Jummah, the 7 times Surah Fatiha, Suratul Ikhlas, Suratul Falaq, Suratul Nas, 7 times. Each Allah will keep it in His divine protection. First, He will protect your Iman, Amal, and your Dunya also. The Amal that is Sahih and correct, authentic after Salatul Jummah. 7 times Surah Fatiha, 7 times Suratul Ikhlas, 7 times Suratul Falaq, 7 times Suratul Nas. Subhanallah, bihamdi, Subhanallah, Azim, Astaghfirullah. There is some a difference of opinion in regards to that wazifa, but this wazifa is completely authentic. So he says, how do you prepare for your Jumu'ah? He says, already from after Asr, on Thursday night or Thursday evening, from after Asr till Maghrib, already he says you should engage in istighfar. Why? Before you start your durood after Maghrib, first clean your tongue with istighfar. Ya Allah, all the mistakes from last Jumu'ah till this Jumu'ah, he says, make as much istighfar as possible now, from after Asr till Maghrib. Now after Maghrib, start your Durood Sharif. Start your Durood Sharif. And he says, you see the effect and the difference of your istighfar during that time. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to make amal, inshaAllah. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. We began the discussion on anger, ilajul ghadab. And now very pertinent also with the haji that is going. فَلَا رَفَثَ وَلَا فُسُوقَ وَلَا جِدَالَ فِي الْحَجِّ. Where Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala says in Quran Sharif, الحج أشهر معلومات الحج a few known months شوال ذو القعدة and 10 days of الحجة right, 10 days of الحجة the حج starts till the 13th. How many days of حج by? No, 6 days. This you have to revive in the Ummah. حج is 6 days, not 5 days. Nabi Ali Salatu Salam, حج was 6 days. We say 6 days nafil. We say 6 days nafil. Nobody says by when they see the baking, don't worry, won't have tea. He saw the baking, he said, bring the tea also. We'll ask, where is the tea? So that we do, we make it farz also. No tea, but the baking is here. But when we say nafil, okay, so we don't have to. So tea also, you don't have to. Leave it out. He said, but the baking was there. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was there also. You spend the 6 day also. There's no guna in that. Give the extra day. So we have to revive this in the Ummah also. Hajj is 6 days. So now when it comes to the Hajj also, Quran says, فَلَا رَفَثَ وَلَا فُسُوقَ وَلَا جِدَالَ. Don't fight during Hajj. Don't fight during Hajj. Have patience, have sabr. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned the best Hajj is the one that makes salam, and he feeds, and he smiles. And smiling with the other Hajj, not the Hajj bin. Yes, we make this explicit also. Unfortunately, we become one family. That's my Hajj bin. And then we exchange numbers. Then we go visit thereafter, sitting in the foyer, and chatting and talking. Wife is gone to sleep. He said, no, this is not Hajj, this is fitna. This is absolute fitna. There's no Hajj bin. Yes, for the woman is different. But then to say the best is keep to yourself and do your ibadah. I didn't come here to make friends. I didn't come here to make Hajj bin. Hajj bin. Yeah, I came here to see Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. To make friendship with Allah, with Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. This is what I come here for. So there's no obscene talk. There's no being rude, فَلَا رَفَثَ وَلَا فُسُوق. No obscene talk, no rude talk, no being lewd, being insulting, and no fighting. وَلَا جِدَال. Don't fight in Hajj. So a person, these are the days also where you should practice our sabr and patience also. As Hazrat says also, that you can't go into Ramadan and start preparing for Ramadan. If you want the crops of summer, you want the summer fruit, you can't start now planting in summer. You've got to plant from winter time to get the crop in summer. So too with the Hajj also, the Hajj is preparing before that. Umrah also preparing before that. Whatever sunnahs aren't in my life, farais aren't in my life, now start with it. The haram things in my life, take it out now. Especially for us also that are not going for Hajj. Hazrat says, doesn't mean you're not going for Hajj, so we can just relax. No, it's taqaza, demand of iman, that my heart is there also. My heart is crying. Ya Allah, I also want to be there. Not that I can't go. Person now is the da'wah on right now. Right? And he or she can't, the wife can't make it for the da'wah. But the heart is crying, if only I can still go. Men also, all the friends are there, if only I can go still. Still making a plan, this way. I want to get there. But finally we say, the time is over, I couldn't make it. But the bitterness is still there. So we used to feel the same also. Ya Allah, we also want to be there. We should feel the hurt in the heart, Ya Allah. The entire dunya is coming there. As Hakim Sahib would say, all the international ashiqeen will be gathering. All the international lovers of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will be gathering a baitullah. Ya Allah, also want to be there. And make dua for it also. Now what happened? Our yaqeen is so much on the different organizations that they will give me accreditation. So Allah says, okay, you want to be like that? As you think of Allah, He'll treat you. So we think now, they'll only allow me to go for Hajj. Allah say, okay. So we'll keep them in power also. Because you feel now that you have to go through them. So Allah will keep it. If you think of Allah, Ya Allah, you don't need these people. You can take me also. With means, without means, Allah can take. So we still have to make dua. Ya Allah, take me for Hajj. Read the wazifa after every far salah. Wa arina manasikana wa tuba alayna innaka anta tawabur rahim. Read the dua. Man's rose is not opening up. Doesn't say I'm not making dua anymore now. Finish. No. He got talab and desire. He's still making dua. Ya Allah, open up more avenues. So avenues of ma'rifat, avenues of love for Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, the love is there, he still make dua. Although now he doesn't have money in his pocket, there's no, his visa expired or his passport expired, he's still making dua. Ya Allah, I want to go. So Ya Allah, you will take me. One is now, as Hakim Sahib will say, we make dua, Ya Allah, Allah, you take me. No, he says, Ya Allah, you will take me. Imagine the son says, Papa, you do for me. Papa, I know you'll do it. Finish. What a smile you put on your face. Grandchild will tell you, I know you'll take me. How are you going to tell him? No. How are you going to tell him? No. Like Jama Sati, they say, my holiday is coming. You're going anywhere. I say, no. I say, we'll make a plan for you. We'll make a plan for you. Don't worry. That's why we came. You got nowhere to go, we'll make a plan for you. So in the same way, Ya Allah, you make a plan, you take me. You should continue our dua still. And make dua for all the hajjis. You want to share in their dua, you want to share in their hajj also, make dua for them. They are there for hajj, our hajj should be there also. Ya Allah, accept their salat and salam, accept their hajj, be with them every qadam pe. Every breath, Ya Allah, be with them, every step be with them. By you making that dua, your heart is walking with them also to Arafat and Mina. And as if you are there. And you may be far, but actually you are close. The many that are close, but they are far. Although they are Medina Munawwara, or they are there, Makkah Mukarramah, Hazrat says, they are right there at the Roda, but he's still seeing the scores, spots. Say he's here, but he's not here. Is that counted amongst those that are here for Hajj? He wants to know everything happening outside Makkah, Medina Sharif. And there are those that are far from here, but their hearts are here right now. They are really here right now. Although physically they're not making Hajj, but the heart is here. They will get the effect of it. For Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, there are no physical boundaries, no geographical boundaries. We know when it's snowing in the bergs, we're feeling cold over here. Spiritual world, our heart is there, we'll get the effect of it. We'll feel it. Allah will put it in the heart because there's no boundaries for Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Therefore, we should not say now, I'm not going for Hajj, so I'll do some other things right now. Our heart should be there for Hajj, for Qurbani also. Qurbani where it came from? Also from Mina. First Qurbani took place over there. When Ibrahim alayhi salam took Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam. So our Hajj should be there right now. So when he comes to the Hajj also, Hazrat explained to him, don't get angry. And he also for us, when it comes Qurbani time, you know what happens. How the magaj goes after that. When it comes to Qurbani, I'm starting the animals, I didn't get my chance, time is going, I want to finish, I'm tired, and the anger starts after that. So Allah Ta'ala give us sufi to control our anger. So Hazrat says, friends, anger is very dangerous. Therefore, don't delay in remedying your anger. Now read on and see the petty matter over which this person divorced his wife, where there was a problem over here. Where the person divorced his wife, she had so many, 8 sons she had, and the 9 child was on the way. Had an argument, and he divorced her. It so happened that his young son was ill, and did not go to work. The father beat him up. That's how the talaq took place, Hazrat explaining what happened. So the child was ill and did not go to work. The father beat him up saying that he was telling a lie, you're not sick. The mothers feel sorry, they put him in the bed. And pretending to be ill, whereas one is not justified to suspect or think ill of another without a valid proof. Even your child also, you can tell me you're speaking lies, you're lying. That's the right thing to do. Speak to the child properly also. Teach him, speak to him, lies, he'll learn manners also. So we can't just now tell him like this. You speak, it's true, could be true, but you can't tell him like that. So the mother actually loves her children more than the father, because she carries them in her womb for 9 months, delivers them with so much pain, then breastfeeds them with her blood, which is changed into milk. Thus being a mother, she pitied her son and said to her husband, "Do not beat him so mercilessly." Upon this interference from his wife, the husband flared up with anger and shouted, "Why must you interfere when I am fixing him up? Because of this I give you," and he uttered the three talaqs. Couldn't control his anger. It was as if he had fired a volley of bullets at his wife, as a result of which their home was destroyed, and now he is suffering from a heart attack. As it says, it happened there in Karachi. A great lesson is to be learned from this unfortunate incident. One who does not endeavor to reform himself finally destroys himself as well as those connected to him. A person can never hope for betterment without the process of reformation. Dr. Abdul Hay, rahimahullah ta'ala, relates an incident about a certain young man who once entered the masjid crying bitterly while making dua. Dr. Saab rahmatullah alayhi became much affected by the sight of the young man and took him to be a wali of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Dr. Abdul Hay Arifi was a khalifa of Hazrat Tamim rahmatullah alayhi. At that very instant, an old man with poor eyesight and feeble, shaky legs walked past him. Due to old age, his legs were weak and uncontrollable, as a result of which he accidentally bumped into the young man. The young man, who resembled a great saint, suddenly jumped up and fumed, "O unworthy blind fool, can't you see where you're walking? You are so old, yet you hurt me." His hands are spread out in supplication before Allah, while his tongue is engaged in harshly swearing the poor old man. Dr. Saab, who had witnessed the entire scene, was shocked at the young man's attitude. He said, "I had thought him to be a great wali, but he turned out to be Shaitan's grandfather." This young boy, look at him, how he's carrying on now. Therefore, reformation of the self is of utmost importance. So zahiran, we can look like friends of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. But at the same time, Hazrat explains that I might look very cool in the masjid, and mashallah, I'm on my best behavior, but in reality, how am I at home? That's the main thing. Hazrat says, no wife should live in any type of fear within the home, not at all. That is her domain, that. When I go home, Hazrat will tell us also, as you mentioned many a times when we go home, he says, your Qur'an tilawat, your tasbihat, all that you do in the masjid. Zakim Sahib would say also, that mashallah, in the house of Allah, you're a big arif and a big ashiq of Allah. When you're going home, put your tasbih in your pocket, look down at your wife and smile at her. You smile at her, Allah will smile at you. Say at home, Qur'an tilawat, dhikrullah, nafil ibadat, that you may do with her permission. Where we got this from? Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, spending the night with Aisha radiallahu anha. After they were intimate, spend the night with her. How caring, how soft. He was a Nabi of Allah. Intimate with her, took care of her needs, etc. Then he asked her with so much amount of compassion, "Oh Aisha, do you grant me permission now to stand on the musalla?" Asked her for permission to stand on the musalla. "Oh Nabi of Allah, definitely you may go to the musalla." Taking permission from her. What do you say? "Oh, this is a tahajjud now, she can't stop me. It's her time." Imam Abu Hanifa rahimullah says that to be intimate with one's wife in the night is more virtuous than tahajjud namaz also, because you're making her happy. Where she is going to go? So that is her time within the home. There now she should not be in any type of fear whatsoever. Tartib at home is her tartib. What time to eat, what time to sleep. Hazrat says they call the shots. You can call the shots and you're the big shot in the business. But when you come home, then you're not the big shot. Then you're the small one, you're the short shot. She'll tell you what to do, what time you must sit down to eat, otherwise kitchen is closed. You eat that time, you sleep this time, wake up. That's her tartib, that. Allah Ta'ala has kept it like that. When Hazrat Fatima got married radiallahu ta'ala anha, the Nabi alayhi said to Hazrat Ali, outside the house your responsibility, inside the house her responsibility. So she calls the shots in the house. She must be happy within the house, so no anger in the house, only compassion, only muhabbat, only smiling, even though she don't smile also. Alright, Hazrat Kim Sahib will say, you go home, absolutely, whatever the wife wants within the house, within Sharia, definitely, but she called the shots. What time you want to go, she'll say what time. Not you say what time, and you say now, at this time, some men now, everything is a rush. Alright, and they say, at this time we leave, you make sharp, must be ready already. I'm going to wait outside for you in the car, don't give up pressure. They say, that are husband that. What kind of relationship is that? when she's under pressure all the time, how do you say, I like things time to time. Why you did your nikah so long then? Then you waited 3-4 months. Nabi of Allah said, it must be on time. No, but I like things time to time. Salah, time to time, you're making salah time to time. So when it comes to the house, here they say the house should be absolutely cool and calm as she wants it. And many things also has to explain to us to avoid anger in the house. Many things now the wife can tell the husband, but the husband can't tell the wife those things. Relationship is different, as you mentioned many times, the wiring is different. Right, she might tell you, you look so sloppy. You smile, but tell her that. You can't say that, boy. You can't say that. Right, she might tell you, hey, go brush your teeth. When's the last time you brush your teeth? Can you tell her that? They tell her, but you told me, why I can't tell you? No, it doesn't work, boy. Someday, she might tell you, put some mitre, you're not smelling good. You can't tell her that. Yes, you go buy her a bottle of perfume. You put it there for her. Then too, she say, oh, I'm smelling bad. So you're going to be so tactful. The enemy of Allah taught us, he was so tactful with his wives. He dropped right down to their level. No anger, absolutely cool, where they would control the house completely. The only time, as Aisha says, radiallahu anha, the only time Nabi of Allah treated us like strangers is when the azan used to go. As if he didn't know who we were. My Allah is calling me now. My Allah is calling me. He said he used to just, his face used to change color. Like he never knew who we were. Ours is different, boy. Azan goes now, we still know 5 minutes. Right, so we totally opposite. When we come in the house, make sharp. When it comes to azan time, no still time, I'll make it. I'll make it first rakat, or tashahud at least, I'll make it for salah. So we all upside down everything. So we can imagine the anger of Allah upon us. So therefore, this anger, as it says, this anger you are challenged within the house. Whether you're going to get angry there or not. And most of the time, person has anger, but he won't tell the sheikh or the ustaz, you know what, I got a problem. And the wife also is afraid to say anything. She's afraid. Where to tell her? See, if I got any problem with me, here's the phone number, phone, or send a message, otherwise I won't say. Like Ustaz told us, he says that 2-3 people you never trust in your life. He says your students. Students are the best behavior in front of you. We know in school how we were. Teacher wasn't there, somebody keeping RI, is that what they call it? Mm-hmm. Keeping check. Teacher is coming, shouting, teacher is coming. There we all nicely. Oh, Maulana is coming. Otherwise running amok, jumping over the desk and everything. In class, all like farishtas. He said when it comes to your students and when it comes to your children. Children also front of the father they speak nicely. But when sitting with the friends, what they'll call him? Timer, Bali, all those names. Front of his father, he's mashallah, farishta. Farishta he is. He says these two you don't trust. Then he added on a few more, Hazrat says. He says the murids and the musallis. One of you welcome Hazrat. Go home, there's no Hazrat then. They want the wife to make them Hazrat. That you know who I am. I've got Khilafat now, make me Hazrat also. No, boy. Now you're going to make one Hazrat. As you mentioned now, every person who treat his wife to be a Wali of Allah. My wife is a Wali of Allah. How I treat my Sheikh, how I treat my Ustaz, how I treat my Imam, this is the Imam of my home, Alhamdulillah. She's doing everything for me. She's a Wali of Allah. And we don't know, by Qiyamah's day, here she might be crying now for her own accommodation, her own flat, and her own house, and you're making them cry. Qiyamah's day, she might be in a palace above us. They will say, give me permission, I'll come stay with you. Dunya, she cried. There, we might start be crying. Ya Allah, what happened? How come she reached higher level than me? We don't know. Therefore, we go treat every person according to the Sunnah, Muhabbat, Piyar, Allah Ta'ala give us understanding, inshaAllah.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. Fadhkuruni adhkurkum ana jaleesu man dhakarani. لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 إله إلا الله لا 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 إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الله جل جلاله تعالى شأنه الله 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 جل جلاله الله 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 جل جلاله
الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك اللهم صل وسلم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم يا أرحم الراحمين يا أكرم الأكرمين يا ذا القوة المتين أو كريم رحيم الله يا الله grant us complete تزكية إصلاح أمه الله يا الله reform our hearts completely أو كريم رحيم الله grant us your معرفة يا محبة يا love يا عشق Oh my Kareem Rahim Allah, oh may Allah save us from deception, Ya Allah, from deceiving ourselves in regards to this worldly life. Grant us a life of reality, oh may Allah, that we realize, Ya Allah, what are the realities of life, of akhirat, of qabr, and Ya Ma'rifat and Ya Muhabbat, oh my Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us all our sins, oh may Allah, the sins of the past, the sins of the present, oh may Allah. Our sins have become our biggest enemies, oh may Allah. The blockage between us and you is because of our sins, oh may Allah. Clear our hearts and clean our hearts out, oh may Allah. Eyes of our ears, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Grant us your ma'rifah, your true love, and the love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh my Allah, grant us love for every sunnah of the Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Give us the knowledge of every sunnah. Tawfiq to make amal upon every sunnah. Ya Allah, accept our health, our wealth, our time. Ya Allah, our lives, our families, our homes, our businesses, oh my Allah, for the khidmat and service of your deen, oh my Allah. Grant us ikhlas, istiqamat. Ya Allah, save us from pride, oh my Allah, from arrogance, oh my Allah. Give us good akhlaq, the akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Oh my Allah, the akhlaq and character of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam adopted, Ya Allah, in public, in privacy, with the Zawj Mutahharat, with his blessed wives. O my Allah, in the masjid, O my Allah, give us a character, Ya Allah, that is constant, O my Allah, Ya Allah, with awareness and istihadar, and being conscious of you every second of our life, O my Allah, that you are Al-Jaleel. Ya Allah, grandeur belongs to you, O my Allah. Ya Allah, to forget our ego, Ya Allah, our pride, O my Allah. Give us humility and humbleness, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, you teach us, O my Allah, how to be true slaves of yours, O my Allah, how to be true ummatis of Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O my Allah, you teach us how to
be fathers, how to be husbands, O may Allah, how to be sons and uncles, how to be musallis, O may Allah, how to read Quran, to perform salah. Ya Allah, we don't know anything, O may Allah. Ya Allah, you teach us, O may Allah. It is your promise, wattaqullah, wa yu'allimukum Allah. Adopt the taqwa and fear of Allah, Allah will teach you. Ya Allah, give us taqwa in our lives, O may Allah, and teach us every step of our life, O may Allah, how to earn your pleasure, how to earn your khushnudi and your razamandi, O may Allah. Ya Allah, grant us our families, our children, our progenies. Save us from haram, O may Allah. Grant us plenty of barakah, plenty of halal, O may Allah. Keep us with iman and take us with iman. All the marhumin for the qabr nur, Ya Allah. Make them maghfirat, Ya Allah. Raise them, O may Allah. Ya Allah, give us death upon iman in the condition you are happy with us. O may Allah, all that are sick and ailing, grant them shifa, ajil, kamil, mustamir. Relieve them of the pain, O may Allah. Ya Allah, our brothers and sisters and families in Gaza, O may Karim, Rahim Allah. Oh my Kareem Rahim Allah, oh Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, they are running helter skelter, O may Allah, still with your name on their tongues, O may Allah. Ya Allah, with iman, you have blessed them with, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, they still have their hope, they still dua, Musalli fil Quds, that one day will perform salah in Masjid al-Aqsa. Oh may Allah, make it a reality for them, O may Allah. Ya Allah, remove all the boundaries and borders for them, O my Kareem Rahim Allah. Open your rahmat and your treasures upon them, O may Allah, with the qurbani and the blood of the babies and the children, O may Allah. Ya Allah, the hidayah spread like wildfire in the world, O may Kareem Rahim Allah. Instill the muhabbat in the humans of the world, O may Allah. Become proud of them, become happy with them. O may Allah, hidayah is written, Ya Allah, for the kuffar, O may Allah. For the zalim, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Remove them from the face of the earth, Ya Allah. Let their bombs fall upon their own heads, O may Allah. Ya Allah, them be destroyed from within, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Shake the earth beneath their feet, O may Allah. Strike fear in their hearts, O may Allah. Ya Allah, those mujahideen, Ya Allah, give them the courage, Ya Allah. The courage of Sahaba, radiyallahu anhum, O may Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, grant them victory, O Allah. Ya Allah, grant them victory, O may Allah. Ya Allah, grant them shelter, O may Allah. Allah, grant them comfort in this worldly life. Ya Allah, grant them food to eat, Ya Allah. Grant them pure and clean water, O Kareem Allah. Give them the Kajur of Madina Tayyiba, the Zamzam of Makkah al Mukarrama. Ya Allah, you heal their wounds, O may Allah. Heal their hearts, O may Allah. O my Kareem Rahim Allah, keep them fortified and strong with the Iman, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, give us here the lesson of Iman, the lesson of steadfastness, O my Allah. Ya Allah, we become so weak, Fajr has become a challenge for us. Ya Allah, to maintain good akhlaq, O my Allah, has become a challenge for us. Ya Allah, we look at them, we get himmat, O my Allah, with Iman we have given them. Ya Allah, keep them strong, O my Allah. Keep them strong, O my Allah. Give them the best of dunya and akhirat. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم أو كريم رحيم الله. All those in debts, remove their debts, make it easy for them. Ya Allah, all those in usury and interest, O may Allah, remove the challenges, make it easy for them. Grant plenty of halal, accept the duas, Ya Allah, for our parents and our wives and children. Ya Allah, fill our home with barakat, O may Kareem Rahim Allah. All those of marriageable age, want to get married, Ya Allah, make it easy for them, open the way for them. Ya Allah, those homes with this quarrels, the difficulties, Ya Allah, this fighting, O may Allah, grant muhabbat, understanding, O may Allah. O Kareem Rahim Allah, accept the Hajj of the Hujjaj, O may Allah. Ya Allah, make the Hajj easy for them, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Accept the du'as of the Roda of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Accept the Salat and Salam. Ya Allah, teach them the adab and the respect of the Haramain Sharifain. Ya Allah, make it easy for them to make their tawaf, O may Allah. Tawaf Qudum, tawaf Ziyara. Ya Allah, the Safi, Ya Allah, the Sa'i between Safa and Marwa. Ya Allah, make it easy for them at the Multazam and Hajr al-Aswad at Maqam Ibrahim, O may Allah, accept the labbaik, O may Allah, accept the niyat, O may Allah. Ya Allah, make this returning Hajj for the Ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Accept every one of us, O may Allah, wa arina manasikana wa tuba alayna, innaka anta tawabu rahim. O may Allah, wa hazat wa la, make his suffer easy for him, O may Allah, make it his suffer of success and hidayat, and accept all of us, Ya Allah. Rabbana taqabbal minna, innaka anta sami'u al-alim, wa tuba alayna, innaka anta tawabu rahim. Subhana rabbika rabbin izzati amma yasifun. سلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. آمين.